Hi, I'm Beverly Simpson.
And I'm Nikki Wilson.
And welcome to the Action Made Mamas podcast.
Here we inspire women to take massive action in pursuing their dreams,
cultivating deep relationships,
building loving communities,
raising amazing humans, and most of all, becoming their best self.
Hello, welcome back, Action Made Mamas podcast.
What is this intro?
Okay, listen, I'm tired today, okay? I'm very tired today, and we're going to be getting into it in our episode, but I'm a little delusional today.
It's a little, I know. And, yes, God, I've had the same kind of week, like, yesterday in my car. I was driving home from like one of the 50 things we have to do in the evening, which always ticks me off. And I was literally like giving myself an internal pep talk just to like maintain. I was about to fall asleep and then my children would drive them like crazy and I'll be out of state. I don't know what to do about that. And that's why we're here today, you guys. That's why we're here today, guys, is we're kind of just going to talk candidly
about our baby bells.
Unscripted, raw, but in the raw about just like what's going on in our lives right now with children.
I mean, because here's the truth, even in our introduction, we started this podcast because we wanted to create a community so that moms could feel like they are not alone. So here we are reaching out to you, our community, and saying,
help us, Jesus.
What's happening? Tell me what you've done. Because seriously, I over here in the Simpson household, I don't think that we have slept.
Why don't you tell us about like give us your current life, because this has been going on with Bev for, I mean, when? Like, I
6 months. It's 6 months. We've been having we're having bedtime battles for 6 months. And here's the truth, okay? So I'll just dive right in, because here's the truth. When they were babies, Abby still is good in terms of easy sleeping. Like, we did not have, when Gwen was a baby, she did not have any sleeping troubles. We didn't have to do any, like, 30-minute, like, rigmarole. We just literally threw her in the crib and were like, night, and she would sleep. And it was fine. And then, you know, of course we did have some sleep training stuff, but it only took us, you know, it took us maybe 2 days where we had to deal with some crying and that was it. But now it's like the second we decided that we were going to potentially transition to toddler bed and then do some potty training. Mm-hmm. That was the plan. So in June, we were going to transition at the end of July, the bed, and then go straight into potty
training. And I gave you like a 4-day potty training.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm the expert, so anytime you have a friend who's, like, slightly behind you, you're like, I'm an expert. Here's my 4-day guide.
Honestly, I'm ready, and it's perfect. I can't.
Enter your email and
download it.
I'm in the wrong business. Potty training, boot camp.
So yes. It was like, we took the crib, the front of the crib off to turn it into a toddler bed, and she became three-nager. And it was like, I literally look at her sometimes at night and I think, this is a glimpse of my teenage future.
Yeah.
This is what it's going to be scary. But we are literally, we're literally battling every night. And just for the record, even though it's high tense, we are not a yelling family and we do our very best. We're not perfect, but it is something that's important to me, is that we are very patient and that we try and stay as even as possible, even though inside we kind of want them to play in traffic.
You're like, hey, go out into the front. It's 5:15, a great time for you to, I will definitely say Beverly is one of those moms who she always has the right phrase to say at the right time. Like when her kids are like bringing, you know, like we're bringing out food and they're like, I want that piece. Give me that. Beverly's like, it's okay. Food is always in abundance for us. Isn't that amazing and a blessing that food is in abundance? You will get your opportunity to have a slice of the cake as well. Anyway, it's so funny, but she has lots of those little like, her, you know, just like, oh, that's very well thought out. I'm just like, put your hands down and shut your mouth. Shut your pie hole. You'll get nothing. Like, she's not a yeller. I told you I wasn't a yeller, but when I sit and reflect, I think I kind of am. I am a yeller.
I'm not going to lie. You get pushed. You get pushed. And there, I am not saying that I have never yelled. I'm not a perfect parent. There is no such thing as perfect, but it is like, I really try very hard to just stay as even as possible. And there are times that I have literally screamed as loud as I possibly could into a pillow. Sometimes I have gone outside and yelled at my husband as if I was yelling at my children, which is probably not good either, but like,
no, I think it's tense and you have to release. So anyway, you look at her and you're like, what?
So she is just refusing bedtime, which is so odd because she used to beg for bedtime. She is refusing it. She is like, every night, she is like, we're sitting in the room, so we do have routine, right? And since our last podcast, we keep electronics downstairs, we go upstairs, we're playing with Abby, we put Abby night, and then we go into her room and we play, we read, and then literally the second I'm like, okay. And running into my room and hiding and screaming. And then it takes like 20 minutes to calm her down. Then we get her into the bed. I need water, hug, kiss, water, hug, kiss. Like almost OCD style. And I don't use that word lightly. Like I'm literally like.
It is like a pattern. Yeah,
it's a pattern and it's obsessive. Like she asks for water, hug, kiss, water, hug, kiss. Water, hug, kiss, like at least 20 times. Okay. And then I say last hug, last kiss. And then I walk outside and we had to put the baby gate on because remember back in August, she was coming out of the room and into our room at like 2 a.m. crying. Like, I'm awake. I'm awake. And then like, literally she is like, looks like a zombie right now because she's not sleeping.
Yeah, I know.
And she feels terrible. I know she does, but she's like, you can't see my face right now, but I'm literally in a zombie face, and I'm like, I'm awake, I'm awake. Yeah. You know, she's just so, I don't know why she's resisting so hard. But now this has been going on for 6 months, and it is like some days I feel like we're on the bright side of it, and we're like, oh, we're coming over it. And then, which I think is part of the reason why it's taken me so long to kind of just accept that, oh, this is not working and we need to do something different because it's been 6 months of this and it shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, so what on the nights that she is not doing some kind of pattern like that, where she's waking up and screaming or whatever, coming into your room, like, are there some nights like that during the week? Or do you think it's like so many days and then she crashes because she can't?
No, I think what's happening, and this is literally because I had a conversation with our preschool today about this, but I think that it's us and that we're enabling it. And I'm saying this, I'm taking full responsibility for this only because, you know, and not to say judge anyone out there who's maybe doing the same thing. This is not a critique. This is literally just me saying that I've had enough of this and I can't take it anymore. And so I need to be the one that fixes it for me, because what happens is she cries and screams for me. Yeah. And then I go in there again after I've already said I'm not going to go in there again. And for me, that is a huge no-no. It is a huge no-no to me, because the only thing you have is your word.
And you mean and mean what you say.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I try to practice that.
It's hard.
Entire life. It's very hard. But hard. We don't lie. We don't like to lie to our children. You know, things get a little bit complicated when we're talking about things like Santa. But I mean, I don't lie to my children. I don't again, I try because I'm sure I'm going to misstep. But these are principles and core values of mine that are really important, because I think at the end of the day, all you really have is your word. And if your word is final and your children know that you that they can't push it or cross it or change it, like, that is a habit that we are trying to lay down from the get-go.
Well, yeah. So and then... Go ahead.
So then what's happening is that I say, oh, last hug, but then she's literally screaming. And like yesterday and the day before, she literally cried so hard I thought she was going to vomit. She's like,
and she might.
Crying.
Yeah,
yes. I hear her like gagging on her sobs. And I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, Beverly, how rigid are you wanting to be here? Or what are you trying to do? And so what's happening is that the nights that she doesn't have this big like vomiting hysteria are the nights that I'm giving in.
Yeah.
Are the nights that I'm going back in and putting her back to bed and then giving her another 60 last hugs, waters, and kisses, right? And to me, what I have now done is I have conditioned her. I've conditioned her that if she behaves that way, she will get what she wants. And you know what's funny is that before when she was a baby and couldn't talk, I didn't let her do this. I just
When they didn't let her their do own this. Voice.
Yes, but now they
learn the manipulation.
Yes, now that she's a human, I'm like, you know, she's literally crying. I got bogeys in my mouth.
That was such a good Gwen impression too.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm not bogeys in my mouth. Oh. You're like, well, you put them there.
You know, And then there is that mom hormonal response, right? Where she's crying and I'm crying now downstairs, like out of anger and frustration, and like listening to her just cry, cry, cry. It's like, what do you do? I'm at my wit's end. Nobody's sleeping in this house.
Girl, I don't know. I mean, clearly it's your fault. Yeah, way to go.
Be fair.
It is a lot easier said than done to have that kind of like conviction, like, you know, it becomes a bargaining skill and like, we don't want to bargain with them. But it is so much easier said than done. I think anybody out there who says it's not is a jerk because they haven't had that kind of kid. And here's the other thing about it, Beverly, too, that you have to take this into consideration. I think as you give yourself grace, to move forward. Like, I mean, I'm just going to say it how it is, but Gwen has a very strong-willed personality.
Oh, she's so strong-willed. I love her. God love her.
Like, which will be so, and I always feel like people are like, oh, strong-willed, but I'm like, hey, a strong-willed kid is going to make something big of themselves one day because they are strong in their convictions. They won't take no for an answer. They are determined, you know, but Gwen is... Nick. Strong will.
Can I just tell you though, what something that like does scare me is that I actually think that Abby's will is stronger.
Well, wait, well, just get ready then.
And I'm like, oh.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Oh my gosh.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
And just believe me, they are just two treasures.
We know that. Anybody listening knows they're your treasures.
We are. You know, I'm starting to now get to the point where I'm literally dreading the hours of 4 to 7.
Yeah!
The same that I did when they were born.
I know. But let me tell you, it does pass. It does pass. It will pass. But I will say, it will pass. Nighttime routines in general, and I don't know, you guys, those of y'all listening, you can chime in anytime, just let us know. But like, nighttime bargaining is something that just evolves as they get older and older. Like, my kids, well, not all of them, but like two of them kind of have that, like, and I need this now. Oh, and you forgot to do this. Oh, and I've got to have like the pink blanket from that has like vomit and blood stains all over it.
Oh,
but I have to have that one like at my feet, tucked under the double comforter.
Abby's monkey smells like a homeless person.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all, this is ridiculous. And then I kind of feel like you do, where I'm like, my kids are like old enough to where, honestly, I could just tell them, but it's because I love them and I'm a sucker probably, but I could just tell them to go upstairs and like, bye, peace, turn the lights out, see you in the morning. Like they could do it all themselves. But I do all the like rigmarole for them. Like, oh, I fold the blanket up into three parts, put it directly under your heels, wrap you up in a, you know, it's like ridiculous what we go through night.
It's hard because I get put into this position where I literally saying to myself, don't wish time away. Don't wish time away. Time never, you can't get this time back because you're going to miss this.
That's but what somebody time, says that isn't sleeping at night. I mean, that person's in a full nine.
I try.
Screw them.
Well, you know, I try to hold on to that because I know true. And I'm trying to stay present in the moment, even though I'm literally in my heart being like, I don't know what I want right now. Do I want the lesson or do I just want my sanity?
You know what? It's okay to have gratitude and frustration at the same time.
Yes, for sure.
It's okay to do that. So I always like when older women will tell me like, don't wish the little, I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but like 4 hours is the night, not going to cut it. No, I don't want people coming into my room at all hours of the night. Thanks. But girl, I think you're good. I think you're right on your conviction though. Just like, you know, remember when we talked about Super Nanny? Like,
yes.
A Super Nanny would say, y'all, that was such a freaking good show. It taught me everything I didn't want to know but needed to know about kids. It was such a good show. I mean, but it is so true though, like, you know, putting her down and saying the final word and then just whatever happens in between.
No negotiating.
Yeah, there's no bargaining and no negotiating, but that's just the mom heart and the dad heart. I mean, I know Brent always had a hard time with it when they would bargain and want this and that. And, oh, you know, I need a rare. And you're
especially
like,
when they're asking for things that are reasonable. Like get the boogers out of my nose or out of my mouth. Like,
what? Oh, I'm like, no, child, that's not reasonable because you did that because you're sitting here acting crazy. I always tell my kids that, like, when they start the crying cycle, and then they're like, and I'm like, no, if you cry, you're going to give yourself a booger nose, then you're going to choke, and then you're going to have a headache, and then you're not going to be able to go to sleep. Stop.
Natural consequences.
Yeah. I'm like, stop right there. Do not conceal and don't feel at this point in the game.
Elsa.
Sometimes conceal, don't feel is acceptable. You'll be, but no, I think once you just kind of get that pattern where, because you have to, the strong-willed child, you know, they, it's hard.
So here's some of the things that parents have written, or moms have written in to me and shared.
Okay, tell me.
That I have tried. So I'm asking the community, here's something I have not said and think it might help. Please send us an email over at actionmademamaspodcast@gmail.com. But that so I, they told me to get the light thing, the light alarm clock that when it goes green.
Yeah.
My kid's like, no, she too young for that.
I was going to say, but that actually is a good one later on.
And then we've tried the like positive, and then reinforcing with tickets and like doing like a sticker chart.
That's too much work.
It's interesting. I read a New York Times article recently about how we're not supposed to do negative or positive reinforcement. And I'm just like, what are we?
Well, there's always an opinion. There's always an opinion.
And so anyway, so we tried that. That was a no. And then we tried the nightlight. We tried the baby gate. And the baby gate's working right now. It's just like basically extending the crib, but it's still not. We are in bedroom battles or bedtime battles. It's really intense.
It's intense.
So those are the things that we've tried, and literally, you know, that's all. And she doesn't care. which is actually something else that I really like about her, because I do that. I feel like I can see myself do that too, is that she is very like, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to take that away from me, I'll find joy in something else.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't sit and wallow and be like, she literally moves her attention.
Yeah. Which is really
good. A blessing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, really annoying.
Yeah. Because you're like, well, now what? Yeah. I know. And, you know, it's so hard, too, when you have, when you lack sleep, you guys, and I think that is one thing, like, for moms, especially. I'm sure there are lots of people out there who don't sleep who aren't moms, but, y'all, it's hard. And I think moms take sleep as, like, a light suggestion. And a lot of times that's, like, because you're in Beverly's position where you're like, no, literally, it's like, I hope I get a solid 2. Back to back, and then maybe like 45 minutes here and there, you know, like I do think we undervalue sleep sometimes just because it isn't possible, but then also like it affects your life. It affects your decision making.
I mean, so, you know, I think that, and I've been talking about sleep as an undervalued component of fitness and health for a long time, since
I know
I was a mom. But then when you become a mom, it's usually the first thing that is our own personal sleep is the first thing that we let go. And I cannot tell you right now how many clients I have worked with in my life that feel like they do everything right, and then we dial in their sleep. It is a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
It is a game changer. And so and not to mention, like, aside from the fitness stuff too, is just that as a mom and as a person, if you do not have sleep, my patience, which I feel like I have bucket loads of patience, that it takes a lot for me, but when I am lacking sleep, I tend to run thin. I run thin on my patience.
Well, right, and that's what I'm saying is, like, I think a lot of times we don't stop and think about how little sleep we're getting, and when we are, like, run thin, and we have no patience, and we're, like, irritable all the time, or we're not speaking kindly to our husbands, or, you know, it's like a lot of times that is just a sheer lack of a good night's sleep.
Yes.
So, and there's never like an easy answer for fixing that, especially when you have like a Beverly situation.
Well, you know, and then the other
just
part
looking at her, y'all, she's like gazing out the window.
And the other part that is hard about it is for me personally and for my personal situation is that my husband's a detective. And so 5 nights out of the week, it's literally just me doing the hardest part of the hardest part in the day. And but they're all hard. He is there for me. I'm not saying
no,
it's me, but like this is just happens to be one of the things that I have to do by myself.
By yourself. Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's challenging. I spent a daycare or at the preschool today. She's like, oh, do you bath them every night before bed? I'm like, no, it's just me.
Yes. Like get, why don't you come over and help?
I'm like, they're lucky if they get a bath a week.
Whatever. I know you, Beverly. Oh, I feel for you, girl. I know. I feel for you. It's always like one.
It's, and then, you know, in addition to the bedtime battle is we're starting to also deal a little bit with the food battling, where she has now recognized that she can control her food intake, what she will eat, what she won't eat. She's literally saying things like, that's disgusting. I'm like, who said that word to you?
Probably Woods. I know mine said that to my little Woodsy said that to your little Gwynnie.
Also, you know, and it's not, it's stuff that she's been eating every single day. And literally our food battle is nowhere near as bad as I know some other people battle food. I just feel like, why are you battling me on everything? This is what teenagers are going to be like. Can't you just say, yes, mom?
I know. No, they can't. I just put a Reese's peanut butter cup in Woods's plate while the rest of us eat. And I give her a fork and I just make myself feel better.
It's peanuts.
It's peanuts. It's milk. Chocolate. Or I give her dark chocolate if I want to help her memory skills. You know. I put a I put a Reese's and a Snickers and a knife and a fork and hope she has good, you know.
So what happened? Did you have sleeping battles? What are your battles?
So my battles, what were they?
Yeah,
so I'm trying to recall. Tristan was like, he is a treasure.
He's
75 years old. He's Benjamin Button, basically.
He lives 7 p.m.
He's aging in reverse, and he's 75, but he looks...
I'm ready to go to bed.
Oh, yeah. And he's always been, like, an early to bed. Even as a baby, he never took naps, and he was a miserable baby. But he would sleep, like, a full 12. And when we put him in a big boy bed... we would tell Tristan, now this is just Tristan, and this is why I wrote many books when he was a baby, because no, I didn't really, but I felt like I was such an expert on so many things. Mm-hmm. Because we were like, okay, here's your big boy bed. Don't get out ever.
Touch this line and you'll get
out. Oh yeah. No, we were like, don't get out. Cause we have a hard rule in our house, you guys, and this is just us. No judgment, but because I am such a stingy sleeper, like sleep is like number one to me. Like me and sleeper, I love sleep more than I love my husband, I think. I just love sleep. I want to marry it. And so I was like, no, we will not have any children in our bed ever. So that's a hard rule in our house. So I was like, here you are in this big boy bed. You can get out now. He never crawled out of a crib. And I was like, don't get out ever. He had a few nights where he was like screaming uncontrollably, didn't get out of his bed. And we went up there. We were like bargaining with him all night, like, please go to sleep. Dear God, go to sleep, you know. And then we were like, would you like us to turn a closet light on? And he was like, it was like 4 a.m. He's like, yes, I would. And we like turned the closet light on and he like never got out of his bed again. Even to this day, he will like vomit in his bed and not, I mean, he's 12 now, so he can do his own thing. But like when he was little, he would vomit in his bed at night and go get back in it, like vomit in his bed and like roll over. And we would wake up the next morning and be like, Tristan, you threw up in your bed like a lot. And he's like, yeah, but I'm not supposed to get out of bed. And we were like, well, you can get out of bed, like vomit. Diarrhea and a fire.
No.
Caused you that. He was like, oh, okay, thanks for telling me. And that was that. Now my strong willed child. So that was that with Tristan. That's been the case with him. And he is like, he goes to bed at like on the dot every day at 9:06. He's very particular about his sleep, like his mom. And then our middle. This is definitely the one who is more on the Gwen side. I wouldn't say she would scream and bargain, but she would get out of bed. She could crawl out of her crib like before she was one. And she would end up everywhere. And finally, I just told her one night, I don't care where you sleep, where you end up, as long as you don't bother me. And this went on for a long time. And I would wake up in the morning and find her like on the kitchen floor asleep, on the stairs, halfway down the stairs, asleep with a blanket and a pillow. It's very dangerous, you guys. I wouldn't recommend.
But, you know, you just got to do what you got to do.
I have pictures on like a really, really old blog that I had. Like, it was hysterical. She would get her little lovies and her blanket and pillow and like she would be on the stairs. Asleep. Hilarious. But she and still kind of is my like, no, I'm not tired, but fire is coming out of her nose.
Oh, Gwen would literally put toothpicks probably in her eye to hold her eyelids open.
Yeah, that's kind of how Reese is. She just doesn't value sleep and wants to like push back on everything. So and when they're older, you can kind of draw some understanding, like, that's fine. Here you can stay in your room. You can read. You can turn the light on. I don't really care what you're doing up there, to be honest. If you make bad grades in school, though, I'm coming for you because you're not sleeping enough. But, like, do whatever you need to do, but you're not bothering me. Because I don't care. What do you need me for in this situation? I can't make you stay awake and I can't make you go to sleep. So, and then Woodsy just kind of does her own thing all the time. You know, she's applying for jobs right now because... We have a whole different set of roles for the one who's like, you know, 5 years younger than the other ones. So I don't know, girl. It passes, but you do have to like do kind of what you were saying though. Like you either have to be willing to live with the bargaining and know that she will sleep eventually. That's kind of always like my advice to parents is like, do whatever you want to do. Yeah. But know that you will have to deal with that indefinitely.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to do that, great. And then, or change it now, change the tides and like suffer in the short term.
Yes.
Because I think someone like Gwen is just, she's just strong-willed and that always is like a big short-term battle. But, and it's harder because you're like, ooh, nothing's working.
Yeah, it's just so odd. It's just so odd too because it changed on a dime. She used to be my baby that I would sleep, that would want to sleep. And now, I mean, Abby would go to sleep from 6:30 p.m. till 8 a.m. No problem.
Yeah, I know.
She like begs to go to bed. And I'm like, Gwen used to do that too.
Well, get ready for a lot of that kind of stuff where you're like, hey, you used to like me and now you
just don't.
Yeah. Now you're embarrassed at me. Like if they turn on a dime, the inconsistency is like guaranteed.
Yeah, the only thing that's consistent is change. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
I just am like, I can't, I just, you know, but I did wake up this morning and thought, I cannot do this. I can't do another day of this. So knowing that, I mean, I'm going to, I know that the next like 2 weeks are going to be pretty uncomfortable, but we need to change the tides because clearly what we're doing is not working. It's not serving me. If bargaining was serving me, I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be buying.
And it's not serving Gwen either.
No, that's the thing.
Is like she's like, that poor thing is exhausted. She's exhausted. I know her. Yeah. Oh, well, y'all, we're going we actually did just talk about like, we kind of know a sleep expert. We're going to have her on.
Yeah. We're going to have her on to teach us how, because I know that this is going to be a thing.
Yeah. You're doing a good job, Mom. You just have to give yourself grace. That's what I'll say. That's what I tell myself anyway. You know.
And maybe if someone can teach me how to stand or how to sleep standing up, that'd be cool.
People can. A little narcolepsy action would be nice. Thanks. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, if you have any tips.
Please send them our way.
That are not condescending.
Look, at this point, I'll take the condescending. Yeah, I'll filter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take what you got.
You know, there's just, because I used to think I was asleep. Kid sleep expert, and it was just a joke. It was just my kid, you know. But if you have any tips for Bevy, send it our way. actionmademamaspodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys. We love y'all, and hopefully, we will see you next time.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.